Dead-end jobs. Michael Adelberg stepped into the dusty office at the ass end of the museum, located far from the public exhibits. Here was where the shit work took place: cleaning, cataloging, and translating barely legible works of antiquity, all for one purpose: being promoted to a better position.
How goes the translation?
Associate archaeologist Trevor Barrington looked up, bleary-eyed from his desk, and nodded a greeting. The scrolls displayed on his monitor had actually been discovered years earlier, locked away in a remote cave. But due to layers of bureaucratic bullshit, they'd only recently been cataloged. A cursory analysis, though, had revealed promising clues as to their contents, enough to make the two junior researchers nearly piss themselves with anticipation. Myths and legends from the ancient world were common, but full stories were rare. Discovering a new Beowulf was the archaeological equivalent of striking the motherlode. Reputations were built on such finds. Trevor stretched and rubbed his eyes.
I thought we were on to something, but now I'm not so sure.
You gotta be shitting me.
I thought it was... It's a story, all right. I'm just not sure it's epic. Here, I'll show you.
Trevor pointed to the weathered parchment pictured on his screen. Mark the words of Theoden, Grimstrike, Mortal, and mark them well.
Sounds like it's starting off pretty good.
That's what I thought, too. Hold your horses. He read some more. I write this account as a warning to you of a warrior most terrible.
Mike took a seat.
All right, that's kind of badass. The most fucking awful paladin I have ever had the displeasure of knowing.
Oh.
Trevor nodded. Yeah, kind of goes downhill from there. Sounds like this Theoden guy was three sheets to the wind when he wrote this. I mean, hell, he claims to be a demigod of Tuareg.
Who?
Some deity he keeps mentioning over and over again like a broken record.
Never heard of him.
Mike leaned in for a closer look.
Oh, hold on. I see the problem. You're reading it wrong. Look there. I think it actually says Tor...
Trevor rounded on the other scientist.
Who are you, my fucking copy editor?
Do you want to sit here for the next week retranslating this shit? Be my guest.
Mike backed away, hands up in a placating manner.
Relax, dude. Tuareg it is. No need to get your panties in a bunch. It's not like I'm going to copyright this stupid thing.
Sorry, I get a little punchy when I'm tired.
It's cool, bro. Just maybe switch to, you know, decaf.
At the other man's glare, Mike was quick to add,
So, what else does it say?
It is only by the grace of 8 cups of ale sitting in my gut that I can stomach writing this story. But even besotted to shit, I can still hear it all clear as day. I can see him. A curse upon the name Silas Kane. Fuck him and his very existence, I say. But save the last few drops for those who filled his head with lies and unleashed him upon an unsuspecting world. May 1,000 bloated camels forever piss on their graves. Sadly, I too must drink deep of that yellow downpour. Me, the god's damned fool who thought he could sway this madman from his path. Much of the blame lies on my head, and for that I am forever cursed. Know my name, Theoden Grimstrike, and understand that I am nothing more than dirt, filth, a pile of shit beneath the scabbed feet of leprous beggars. But it wasn't always so. Once I was exalted among the mighty dwarven clans. For eons I sat at the right hand of the great god Tuareg, the mighty hammerer. He tasked me with dispensing earthly justice wherever it was needed while he stoked the fires of the great kiln, the mighty temple raised to him by his most fervent and beloved followers. The peak of Stormstrike, home of the kiln and tallest mountain within the band of steel, rang constantly